The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. And we have a big show today. Today is December 12th, and it is the full moon. We're going to talk about that energy. We have a 12-12 dynamic energy lineup right now. And it was interesting because it actually came in at 12:12 a.m. Eastern time. So that's the 12th month, the 12th day, at the 12th hour, at the 12th minute. So that's a lot of 12s. So we're going to talk about that and what that means in numerology, what this full moon energy is bringing. It's bringing quite a bit of powerful healing energy to really settle some things, finalize things, move things along before we hit 2020. And that's what we're doing today. We're focusing on that. It's a lot of energy today, actually. If you were feeling things in the last week, a lot of times you will feel the energies like this that are so strong. You'll feel them about a week out and then a week after. Today's the peak of it. So you have plenty of time to work with this energy and align with it. In numerology, 1212 is considered a powerful activation code that raises your frequency to see the bigger picture. When you see the bigger picture overall of everything going on in your life, it's quite different from when you're seeing it, you know, at a lower frequency or a different level. When you see the bigger picture, sometimes the things that we're experiencing, even the challenges, make more sense as to why, like what we can learn from them. It opens your eyes, you have more clarity, things like that. Because it's quite interesting. Everybody's feeling a little bit of something different. So this is just one of those times where we have a very unique energy for this December full moon. Now, it's a full moon in Gemini, and that's the sign of the twins. You have two different, sometimes it's two different perspectives on something, two different opinions, two different outlooks, aspects, and you might find a synchronicity with that, with things that you might be experiencing right now. All in all, this is one of those things that's a very strong energy to release a lot of things that just need to move on. It could have brought some things up that, oh, okay, yeah, let's just finalize this and be done with it. But it's for healing. It's really not to, you know, cause you pain and suffering. So please don't feel like that. But some of us, sometimes that's our first reaction. If that's what we're used to, if we feel defensive or we feel like life is always a survival, or we feel victimized in some way, this is opportunity here with this energy to release that, you know, not to be the victim anymore, to stand up and put your boundaries out and say no where you need to say no. And these are things we've been talking about for a few years. We're really starting to find that we really want to step into this and take a proactive approach in applying these to our lives. It's quite different than trying to control everything and, you know, feeling the emotions of one thing and then finding out that there's a different perspective to this that I wasn't seeing before, things like that. This opens our eyes and we lift up and we rise up above it. We become a better version of who we are. We become more true to ourselves. So it's an interesting dynamic. Of course, we always work with the angels on this and the guidance they have. I was working with Michael particularly this week about this energy, because some of us, you know, sometimes we just get nervous and we're anxious because it's just so different and we're out of the comfort zone. December, yeah, we're feeling a little bit that way because we're practicing a brand new way of life that most, like really all of the year 2020 is going to be about implementing that. 2019 has been that big transitional pivotal year that has helped us prepare for 2020. And we have quite a bit that has changed, if you think about it. If you look at your own individual situations, you probably have looked back over the years and go, wow, yeah, I did have a lot going on. But guess what? You got through it, hopefully a little bit better than before. I mean, that's what the goal is. That is truly what the goal is. So if you have anything unresolved, this full moon energy kind of stirs things up, if you haven't already noticed that. It'll stir it up for it to be released and to find closure to it and to be done with it, because we just don't need this, whatever's lingering, moving on into a new way of life. You just don't need it. It's just time to put it away. It's just holding everything back, because we're going to be busy. We're going to be busy. And if you haven't already felt that, I think you would be feeling it a little bit. But we're going to be busy learning a brand new way. You're going to feel a little out of the comfort zone when you're learning something brand new, a new approach, a new perspective, a new outlook on life, shifting, releasing different things, completely different. And it feels a little, you know, when it's new, you're nervous, you know, it's like, okay, you know, think about those brand new jobs, or when you first go to school, or you take on something bigger, you move to somewhere brand new, things like that. It's all this new that you got to learn. You got to learn everything, you know, even how to get around. You know, you're in a different environment. This energy is helping us practice living in a new way of life, energetically, spiritually, emotionally. I mean, our souls are ready for it. We've been ready for it. We knew we wanted something new. Now we have opportunity to do it. So December is a busy month anyway, with holidays and things like that. You may have a lot of commitments. You may have travel plans. You may have parties. You may have, you know, celebrations that you're working out. You know, you have different things that you're doing in December. Basically, through November, December, they're very busy end of the year months. And then we ring in the new year. So now we have this extra thrown in, but it really is not anything to be concerned about as much as it is more about, don't be afraid of something brand new. Let's embrace a new way that could be better. And if we weren't nudged as strongly as we are, which we are being nudged a little bit here with this energy, we're being nudged to explore, expand, and try something new. Look at life new. Look at everything we do. Habits, patterns, behaviors, everything that you might be willing to let go of, is there anything there so you can make room for something new? All kinds of stuff like that is how this energy is working with us right now. And it's a personal thing. It's not like there's a one answer for the whole group here. In general, yes, we're all working individually with what we can do in our own personal lives. But as a whole, we're all going through the shift together, but in our own unique way. So it's interesting how that's working. You might find that there's just things that you need more information on that are unresolved. Be proactive. Get that information. Michael has come through very strong for this particular show because he's a wonderful angel to work with. He works with our guardian angels. He's also a wonderful angel to help us cut the cords of anything that's just holding us back, help us overcome fear of stepping into something new. He is a very strong, fearless angel that can bring that energy to you. And embracing that, we can take a big, deep breath. And he doesn't do everything for us. He just supports you. He's right there. You're not alone going through it. But when you take a deep breath and you just know, you know what? I can do this. I'm nervous. It's okay to be nervous. I mean, everybody gets that way. You know, just admit it. Don't be hard on yourself because you're nervous or you might feel this, you know, I'm scared to try something new, but I want to do it anyway. That's embracing it. That's walking through it. I call it walking through the fire, so to speak, because it's not holding you back. It's not freezing you to where you don't grow. These are opportunities here that really help us restore. Now, this is going to address a lot of things that we're going to talk about in the show on a physical, mental, spiritual, soul level, all kinds of stuff. There's also an interesting association with the 1212 and the Merkaba, which is the travel vehicle for the light body, if you've never heard of that. It's basically how we ascend. It's a spiritual vehicle, so to speak, that helps us raise up, move up in dimensions. I mean, we've been talking about leaving this old 3D painful world and moving into something higher and more frequency aligned with where we want to be. And the Merkaba, or the travel vehicle for the light body, is how we do that. So you see, this is a big movement and shift. This is a major shift and turning point for all of us in a very positive way. It can feel scary, but it's really good. And it will show us all the things that maybe don't feel so positive that it's time to resolve and put to rest, be done with, because you don't want to carry it through. Things like that is what's going on here. It's big. So if you've been feeling it, if you've been having some dreams, if you've been having different things like that, you really want to pay attention to dreams right now. Dreams are your subconscious. It's a great way for spirit to communicate with you. There's messages in that. You want to pay attention if you were having a lot of dream activity in the last week, or you're having it now within the next couple of weeks, because this energy will feel strong then. This will be a reality check on what we need to be true to ourselves about, not to be honest, not to avoid, not to pretend it doesn't exist, things like that. But that's okay. That's okay, because it's helping us. It's helping us achieve the dream. It's helping us achieve a better way. So that's what we're talking about. This full moon for December in Gemini, the 1212 energy, and what this all means for us moving into the new year, 2020, because this is where it gets real. This is where we're starting to make it happen. So I'm going to take a quick break. When we come back, I'm going to start really diving in. You can join us in the chat over on YouTube. I have that open. That's on my Jen Royster channel. That's also on my website. We're also live streaming on Facebook through our network, Transformation Talk Radio, and of course, all the audio. So thanks so much for joining us today. Stay with us. We will be right back after the break.
Have you ever heard of the 90-10 rule? It goes like this. 90% of the time, no one is thinking of you. 90% of the time, everyone's thinking about themselves. And if you think of it like that, it takes the weight off, because now you're not being judged. I'm Megan Edge. I'd love for you to join me on Playing on the Edge Radio, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host Dr. Pat on Transformation Radio FM.
Dream on, fly high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Aubert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Aubert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyaubert.com. That's drkathyaubert.com.
You know that moment when you realize you've mastered your wellness or that you will never fall off the roller coaster of life? Well, yeah, me either. But I still ride unicorn. I will teach you how to become a mindset master. You will learn how your habits and behavior affect the success of your nutrition and exercise, relationships, organization, and so much more. Motivation doesn't arrive in an email, so stop waiting for it. You have to take action, then motivation follows. I am Coach Peggy Wells. Get out of your comfort zone and recognize the simple truth. We aren't that special. We all have crap to deal with, and we all have a lot more in common than not. I want to spark you into action. We will learn, love, and laugh together. So join me every first and third Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific for Coach Couch and Coffee Radio, where you will learn that being happy and healthy is way more than carrot sticks and squats. So talk to you later.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life? Yeah. Check us out at drpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm. Oh my goodness.
Welcome back to the show. Okay, let's talk about this a little bit. First of all, let's work with this full moon energy here. Now, it's a full moon energy that wants you to check in with yourself on a lot of levels, okay? And if you need rest, if you need to restore, if you need to let go of dense energy, this is what it's about. Now, there's also Chiron. We've talked about Chiron before, that went retrograde back, I believe, in July. It's now shifting again. So that's going direct after being retrograde since July. What is Chiron? Chiron is the asteroid. It's an asteroid out there, but it's all focused on the wounded, the healing, the deep healing, the deep, deep healing. This is the deeper stuff, the stuff that is in the recesses that we didn't even know was there. It can come up. So now it's going direct. So for this last 6 months, it was retrograde to help us review things, to go through that. And now going direct, it's time to heal it and release it. Interesting timing, right? With this full moon. So that's also going on. But here's the thing. Here's the thing that I do want to let you know about, because if it came in as physical for you, if there's some things going on, make sure you're okay, your health and stuff like that. Nothing to be alarmed about here. Everybody's going to have something different. But if something's going on, don't ignore it. Mentally, emotionally, same thing. If you feel like you're in over your head, get some help. Don't sit there and try to go through it by yourself. Do what you got to do to make sure you're good and healthy. Same thing there. Spiritually, this is going to really, you're going to want to have, you might want to have more quiet time, more meditation time, more reflective time to think. And if you need to get out and shift and change, if you feel like you've been in a rut, do it. You'll know which one it is for you by how you just feel unsettled and you're just not enjoying that particular aspect of life anymore. You just want it to shift up. You want to change. You want a little bit more adventure. That adventure urge that you're feeling is that Jupiter expansive energy we were talking about last week. Yeah, that's there. And it's to help us not, you know, to go for it, to reach higher, to go for the dreams. We also have a little bit of Venus in there. So you might feel that things are triggering with relationships. It's all kinds of relationships. It could also be a relationship with your finances, other people, job, you know, the relationship you have with yourself. How are you with yourself? I mean, are you good to yourself? Do you give yourself that time that you need? Or do you just make sure everything else is taken care of and you're on the back burner? Yeah, this is not going to leave any stone unturned, so to speak, because this is a massive healing power surge that came through with this one. Full moons are always about releasing what's old and moving on so you can be ready for the new. We have this 1-2-1-2 energy, and that right there, that is the energy of the one, that's new beginnings. The two, we're going to step out of the comfort zone and we're going to move. We're going to move forward. New beginning, okay, let's go. Let's start. And that's like, whoa, yeah. And then we also have right in the middle of the full moon, it's, you know, the Saturn and Pluto. And Pluto, Saturn, yeah, that's bringing up the tough stuff that we need to deal with and just keep it real. We're healing a lot of things all at once. We're going through lots of different transformative stuff here. And then there'll be this part of you that will probably feel at peace, because I noticed that, you know, you see that there's things in your life that you just want to let go of, or you're done with, or you're moving on, or you want to change how you're approaching it. Sometimes that's what it is. It's a relationship that just needs some healing, and it's not going to leave. You're going to still have that relationship. It's just going to change. Think about how you are to yourself. How do you treat yourself? That's changing it. You're not going to end the relationship with yourself. You have to improve it. And it's not about what everybody else wants you to do. It's about what you need to do for yourself, setting those boundaries, and also respecting someone else's boundaries. Also respecting that somebody else might be different about it. And you know, we've talked about this a lot, but relationships are coming up quite a bit with this. How we handle all of it. I mean, it just doesn't stop. I mean, family relationships could be highlighted right now. And if you're feeling a frustration or an emotional tug with any of that, know that this energy is here to help heal it. Because remember, Chiron is about the healing of deep things that can go ancestral, that can go throughout the DNA lineage. Yeah, it can go forward and backward. That's a big major healing thing right there. And then we have this full moon energy of releasement. So remember, the Gemini is two different faces. It's the same but different, the twins. It has a perspective in two different directions. We also feel this urge to move and expand and see the bigger picture. Now, when we have a 12-12 energy right on top of a full moon energy, it helps raise the frequency. This is the big part right here that I really find fascinating. It raises the frequency, makes it easier for us to lift up above and beyond and see the bigger picture, like I said, see things from a new perspective. And we have more clarity. It's like, oh, there, yeah, that's the one I need to let go of. That's the one I want to keep. That's the one I want to let go of, things like that. It's an ascension. It's an opportunity to expand and be at a higher frequency and make those choices from a different level. Because we're leveling up, because we're moving forward. And then when you come back into a lower frequency, you really don't want to stay in it. It's easier to stay up in the higher. It's a stepping up, back. It's like taking two steps forward, one step back, and then you just keep moving on up the chain. Because we're adjusting to these frequencies as well. Your body, your everything, even the chakras are adjusting to the different frequencies. So all of your chakras are processing all the energy that you absorb, everything that you have going on, especially heart chakra. You might feel a lot in the fifth chakra, ears, nose, throat, things like that. You might be feeling a lot there because it's about the boundaries. It's about speaking up for yourself. It's about allowing someone else to do that and respecting it. So it's also listening. I mean, I don't feel like we haven't talked about these things before. We have, but there is a powerful surge here about really busting up the cinder blocks that have held all of us back. I mean, it's just not going to hold you back like that anymore. It's really taking us forward. There's a power in knowing truth. There's a power in knowing where you stand with someone. Think about that. Sometimes it's like, I don't know if I want to know. Is it, you know, what are we afraid of? Are we afraid of the rejection? Or this energy will do that? It's going to be, where do you stand in a lot of things? Are you being honest about your health? Are you being honest about where you are mentally, where you are spiritually, where you are in all things, relationships, where you are financially? What are you avoiding? What are you not avoiding? I mean, this is a lot of stuff here I'm talking about, because everyone has something different that might be going on here. Michael has said very clearly to me over this last week, as I've been working with this energy, stand strong, stand tall, and know that no matter what, the angels will let you know we've got your back, which is why I picked that picture. I loved it, because in nature, they always have a way of being very creative, letting us know they're there. And it's individual. It could be very personal. And when I saw that picture, it was like an angel wing coming out and over the moon. And it was ice coming off of a side of a roof. And it was the shape of an angel wing expanded out. Like, I got you covered. When we're willing to see more in the meaning of life in all ways and how they leave the messages, it's beautiful. We don't feel alone. I love how they do that. They do it through nature. They do it through a synchronicity. They do it through different things like that. And that picture, that one meant something to me personally, and I wanted to share it with you. So it was a beautiful. If you don't know what I'm talking about, it's the picture I put up for the post for this show. And it's just, it just reminds me of how they are there no matter what. We just have to trust and believe that they are and know they got you. They're there with you. They got your back. All we got to do is ask, and they will let you know that they are there for you. They're going to help support you to do what you need to do for yourself, not do it all for you. But really, a lot of the fear goes away when we just know we're not alone in it. We're not alone. We're not alone. We're never alone. We just think we are, because we feel disconnected. We're reconnecting to that source of divine love, and they don't go anywhere. They just wait for us to reconnect to it. And that's how that works. Okay. So let me see here. Let's see what we got going on. Got a lot of activity over here. I want to welcome everyone that is joining us over here in the chat. I see quite a bit over here going on. Let's see what we got going on. Good morning to everyone. Hello to Beth. She says she gets nervous sometimes. Struggling with the getting nervous. The nervous is the kind of like the unknown part. Yeah. Julie. Hi, Julie. Julie's saying, is there any archangel that work with Mother Earth or her energy? Not sure if you can read chat here. Yeah, I'm reading it. Hi, Julie. Archangel with Mother Earth and her energy. Absolutely. Yes. I like Jophiel for that one, because Jophiel, also in Ariel, Archangel Ariel, works with nature, animals, things like that. But I like Jophiel too, because of the positive energy and the nature. Also Gabriel, because of working with creativity and natural and environment and children. All of these things are part of earth and natural environments. Absolutely. They all work with it, and all of them do. Then there's also, if you look into it deeper, the angels, part of the angelic realm, more the fairies or the things like that, or the sprites, they're more with nature. But I always ask Jophiel. Jophiel comes through for me a lot because of the positive aspects and the energy. Spirit guides and angels will come through in different animal forms like that. But there's a few. There's actually several. And Ariel is very good with animals. I love that one too. But there's a lot that can work through with nature and earth. So that's what she was asking. Let's see. We have PM Monoki, I believe is what the name is. I moved to a new country and have quite a lot of new things to embrace. I've been reading around with others, and the majority are also sharing. You are not alone. Yeah, a lot of people. Yeah, guys, this is the beautiful part about how we can join here in this, because we are not alone. As you can see, we're not alone. We have other people going through this too, and I love how everybody's sharing. Skyla, hi. She used to work for a recovery center. There may be specific groups that do that. Okay, they're answering each other's questions. I'm going to let that keep going. Yes, actually, if you ask your guardian angel, Julie, they will lead you to the right one. But I like Ariel when it comes to animals, Archangel Ariel, Ariel and Jophiel, because it's very gentle and positive. And Gabriel. So actually there's several, but your guardian angel, and all of animals have angels too. You know, you can ask your angel to work with an animal's angel or earth angel, and the message gets there. So we don't have to worry about it being too complicated, guys, because they know what to do with the message once it hits headquarters up there. So let's keep going. So that's actually good. Now, if the path for you doesn't feel like you're sure or clear, and this is all about this energy again, don't feel pressured to act, okay? Don't feel like you have to do something because you're not clear. Ask for the clarity. That's where Michael came in again. He's like, we can get this organized. We can set this down. He's come through very strong this week in a very proactive, organized, let's sit down, let's get a plan together, let's do this, let's get organized, let's structure this out, let's not have any fear, we don't got time for that, let's move on. But at the same time, if you don't have a clarity, don't feel like you're being forced to make a decision. It's not like that. You don't want it to be like that. You want to ask for that clarity, and you want to make those choices that feel right for you. Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, this is I've said a lot of things that could happen that feel unknown, but also what I want you to hear is the energy is coming through with a beautiful love, powerful, loving, gentle, supportive energy. So we are dealing with lots of new things, but it is also coming through very supportive and positive. So please know that. So you might, like I said, you might want to look at finances if that seems to be something for you, if you need to structure and improve. This is a balancing of energies. It's about giving and receiving in your life. If it's unbalanced on one side or the other, you're going to want to adjust that. Are you giving too much? Are you not giving enough? Things like that. Do you allow people to help you when you need it? Is that hard for you? You know, a lot of people, I get that one, I know. A lot of people have a hard time letting people help them. I know, I'm calling it all out, I know. And you know, and it's true, I've had a tendency to be that way. When you're in a position that you're always helping someone else, sometimes you have to realize you have to let people help you too. And sometimes that's hard if you're the one that's always been the caregiver or the one that does it, you know, and I understand that. I had to work with that one too back in the day, and I still have to be reminded of it sometimes. Yes, absolutely. So there's an intensity of this moon. It'll move through quick, but you will find the gifts in the challenges. You will find gifts in the challenges that present themselves. It'll be easier for you to work through them because it will lift you higher to see the bigger picture. You'll see a perspective that will make so much more sense and help you really detach emotionally from something at a different perspective that you couldn't see the better approach that would work for you better. So that's part of this right here. I mean, it is a very big energy, but a very healing energy. And remember, it's going kind of deep, so it'll bring it up. But moving into 2020, this, the whole year, let me remind you, 2020 is all about practicing the new way. So if it's feeling a little awkward right now, that's because we've been bumped into approaching a new way. We're in the new energy and vibration now. So it feels like, oh, okay, what do we do? Because we're learning it. We're learning it. So don't be hard on yourself. Just know that you have the support. Don't feel like you don't. That's what we like to do with this show. We're not alone. People tuning into this show, this is why we're here, because we're feeling all this stuff. If you feel highly sensitive, empaths, guys, don't hold on to being the victim because you're an empath. Let's just call us this. I know, Michael, I told you, he's no joke this week. If you're empathic, highly sensitive, you will feel a lot of stuff a little bit more, but it's not, you're not a victim. It means you have an awareness and you have a connection to all of energy, and it's actually a gift. It's time to start embracing that gift. We need people to embrace those gifts of that sensitivity like that and be who you are. We need to have people like that. We need you to know that everyone can be connected like that. It's not just an empath. Empaths have been connected and connected, and it's like, no, it's time to stop being the victim in that. I know this isn't busting your chops because you have felt that way, because I know I went through it too. I'm talking empath to empath here. I know. At the same time, I realized that's not doing me any good to just feel like I'm going to get attacked because I feel everything. No, I had to just get strong. And Michael helped me do that. That was back in the day, several years ago. And I have mentioned this before, that I had this vision with him, and he was walking down the path with me. He had this horse. He picked me up. He put me on a horse, which is part of my icon for my show. Then he hands me his sword, and I kept trying to hand it back to him. I'm like, well, no, what are you doing? You need that. And he goes, no, you're going to learn how to use this. That's when he was explaining. This was back in like 2010, 2011. And he said, no, you're going to need that. You're going to need that where you're going. And when I look back over the last decade, I realize, of course, he's teaching me how to cut these cords myself. He's teaching me how to be strong and stand up. And because I was super sensitive, I felt everything so much. I mean, to the point where I would get sick, and I couldn't be like that anymore. So I'm sharing, I understand what that's like to feel that way, but we also have the strength and support. And I'm not just privy to learning how to do that with Michael. He can show you too. You just simply ask. So now when I feel like I've got something that I need to cut a cord to, he reminds me. And it's like, instead of coming in and swooping around and doing it, he hands the sword to me and I go, oh, of course, yes. And this is all like an analogy, a visual, a spiritual. I'm kind of depicting a picture here. And it's powerful. It's empowering to know that you can stand up and take care of yourself. At the same time, if you're worn out and you need help, the help that's coming through that I'm noticing that's shifted in the last year, especially with angels, is that they really want to show us how we can do this for ourselves, not feel like we are helpless. No more feeling helpless. That's more of a 3D mindset. You don't feel helpless in a 5D mindset. You feel empowered. You feel empowered. You feel okay to say no if that's not right for you. And it doesn't matter what anybody else thinks. I know. And in 3D, think about that. You're like, oh gosh, that might hurt somebody's feelings. Where does this get dysfunctional here is the word that I'm going to ask you. Like, look at that. Because if you are not your 100% that you're giving to the world because you're people pleasing, how is that better? How is that better? We have to sometimes say no. And sometimes saying no to somebody is difficult, but we have to sometimes. We have to say no to things that just aren't right for us. there's a lot of peace and a lot of strength that comes in standing up strong for yourself and not being afraid what somebody else is thinking, not being afraid of their approval or non-approval or however else you want to say that. That's how that works. I want to leave you with that for a moment while I take a quick break. When we come back, we'll be wrapping up the show. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We will be right back after the break.
Tap into the wisdom of animals, angels, and masters with Darcy Pariso on Animal Soul Wisdom Radio. Tune in monthly as Darcy brings insights on how to better understand and deepen our relationships with animals. Working with light and pureness of ancient techniques, Darcy, healer, animal communicator, and medium, is here to guide you through this process and provide inspiration to move forward. For more information about working with Darcy, visit darcypariso.com.
Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasek has a special gift for everyone out there. To receive 3 chapters of the Knowledge Book as a special gift, send your email to mmjp99@gmail.com. That's mmjp99@gmail.com now to receive this fabulous, fabulous gift of the Knowledge Book.
Coming to you live on TransformationTalkRadio.com is the Brilliance Ultimatum, Time's Up with Claudette Rowley. Powerful conversations, practical innovations, and transformative solutions as Claudette and her guests delve into the possibilities and what she calls reality resistance. Join the cultural revolution and annihilate obstacles. Check it out at culturalbrilliance.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Aubert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Aubert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyaubert.com. That's drkathyaubert.com.
Welcome back to the show. Okay, this is the last segment, so I'm going to go over a few more things here. Let me see quickly. We had a question from Kim over in chat. Can you recommend a meditation for this energy in order to help me focus it better? Absolutely, and something very simple you can do for yourselves. All you have to do, this doesn't have to be complicated. Sometimes meditations can feel complicated, but they're not. They don't have to be. I would recommend putting on some very soothing music without words, something that's calming. I mean, I like soothing classical or, you know, some of the new age stuff you would hear, like in that new age category, something very soothing. And then close your eyes, and it's like an honoring the soul to just be at peace and to let go of the things that feel like it has to just always accomplish. Just sitting and being is probably the most powerful thing you can do with this. So it's not a big formal thing. You can do it for a couple of minutes. You can do it for 5 minutes, 15 minutes. You can close your eyes and just be in the vibration of everything is going to turn out exactly the way it's supposed to. I am in an alignment and you're choosing with intention. You kind of put that intention out there. I'm choosing with intention to be in alignment with a higher frequency, not be afraid, and I am safe. I am safe. I am free to choose to be me is a wonderful affirmation. I am safe. I am free to choose to be me. This energy supports every bit of that. So in support of that, and I know it's like, could it really be that simple? Yeah, it could be, because we don't have to do, we have to be. And sometimes that slow breathing and just honoring the soul and giving it that moment of quiet and peacefulness and connecting with that is all it takes. And it can be so much simpler than what we try to make it be. Now, a little bit more about what I want to tell you about this 1212 energy. Now, it is a powerful number in numerology. If you looked at it from numerology, it does represent wholeness and completion. Wholeness and completion. Okay. The bigger picture, the perspective, the understanding. Also in the Merkaba and the traveling, you know, working with Archangel Metatron, you could ask Metatron to help you in a meditation where you just close your eyes and you visualize the tetrahedron cube, which is kind of the symbol for the Merkaba, coming through the crown chakra, and just feel that light and just revolving right around you. And it's very powerful. That is your travel vehicle for the light body when it wants to ascend. These things will come naturally if you just allow them. We don't have to force anything. The awareness of the bigger picture and that sense of completion is what is in the 12, that number, okay? If you think about it, there's 12 a lot. There's 12 signs of the zodiac. There's 12 months in the year. I mean, there's all these 12s. So the energy is very magnified right now in that energy of 12, and it's doubled. So we have this magnification of wholeness and completion. So we're finalizing everything that we've been going through and transitioning and learning and releasing and healing and all of that. Whatever is finalizing and coming up for its final chapter here in 2019 is preparing us to be whole and complete moving into 2020 energy, which is the whole year will be about working in the new energy, not the old energy. So this is that wrapping it up, what we've been doing, and then we move into the new energy. So you can raise the frequency of your light body and your energy field by simply sitting, being, closing your eyes, taking those breaths in, honoring how amazing you are as an individual soul being, light body here on earth for this massive transformative time. You don't have to do anything fancy. You're already perfect the way you are. That's what's always so difficult for everybody to believe. How could, there's got to be more I've got to fix. That's actually applying an old approach. I got to fix this. I got to fix that. New approach would be accepting and being. Yep, this is good right here, right now. This is what feels right to me. Everybody has that personal vehicle for the light body, the Merkaba. And it takes you to the higher state of awareness. So you could actually have that intention when you sit to do a meditation, closing your eyes and asking for that travel in the light body vehicle to see the bigger picture. Right now, this energy makes it a lot easier. So you could do that. And guys, these are, you know, I'm not guiding you in it right now because I want you to know that you can do this on your own. This is kind of what Michael's urging me to do. He says, no, they don't need to be guided and told. You want to sit and you want to be in it and you want to close your eyes and you want to know that you can do it. I know. He usually, you know, I love doing guided meditations and I love sharing them with you, but for some reason he's saying, no, they need to know they can do this. Yeah. We want you to feel empowered. I say we, like me and the angels, I guess, but we want you to feel empowered. You want to feel empowered that you can do this. Your dreams will reveal a lot to you if you pay attention to them. Write them down. If you're having a series of dreams, pay attention to see if there's a story playing out or if there's a common theme. It might have a different page same story, different page kind of thing, but it's the same, you know, lesson in it or whatever you want to say, things like that. The light body vehicle takes you back to your truest self, guys. If you think about that, if you're wanting to do that and raise an ascension like that, it takes you back to your truest self. So there is no like showing you or telling you how that is. It's you knowing that you could sit and go, you know what? Take me home. And I'm not saying die and leave Earth. I'm not saying that. Take me home to my higher true self. Let me be connected with my true self. That is the key right there that you want to pay attention to. And that will put you in a place of feeling very strong, empowered, to stand up for yourself where you need to stand up for yourself, to allow yourself the self-love you need. All of these things play into that, every bit of it. Now, on today, you can activate your Merkaba because it's easier right now. So that's where you can do that, in that higher state of awareness. So you could take 3 minutes, 2 minutes, 5 minutes, and you could do this. I recommend high frequency music. There's another one out there that's very cool. You could look up that I've listened to, and it's wonderful. It's called Solfeggio or Solfeggio. It's Solfeggio frequencies, and it has the different Hertz music, the frequencies. That's awesome to listen to. And you can look that up, and it's on different players and things like that. You can see if you like that. What you want to know is this is pure unconditional love that's coming through the divine. I'm seeing something about daydreaming. Yeah, daydreaming is dreaming. And you know what? I'm a big advocate for daydreaming. Daydreaming is sitting and visualizing how you want your life to be. It's kind of part of manifesting and law of attraction. It's about putting your focus on what you want. You can control it a little bit more. But yeah, actually, it's a very positive thing. So I'm all about it. Now, if you have any other areas that you want to heal in your life, be sure to take a moment, 5 minutes, to just ask the universe, ask the angels, ask the divine, what can I do? Or what can I be? Or who am I? Things like that are coming up for a lot of people. This is really about taking a new perspective and a better approach to things in our life. It's about living your true self. It's about being honest with yourself. Honestly, it's about being honest with yourself more than anything. And then you have that strength that's behind you to do and make the decisions that are right for you moving forward. Before we leave the show, okay. I want to make sure everybody knows we're coming into the busy part of the holiday season here. I want everybody to know we're going to be on holiday break for the next 2 weeks, and I will be back January 2nd in 2020. And I will be working with all of the energy for 2020 in that show. That'll be that annual, what do we have to look forward to in 2020? That's what we'll be focusing on January 2nd. Want to wish everyone a beautiful and blessed holiday season. I want everyone to know that you are worth every bit of the effort that you put into investing in yourself. This energy will support you to heal and release. And, you know, respect yourself, respect others, and honor that we're all in this together and we're all learning it in our own unique way. I want to say thank you so much, everyone, for being here today. I wish you all so much love, so many blessings in your life, because I think we all have a lot to look forward to in 2020. Take this time now to really acknowledge where you want to be moving forward. Thanks so much for listening. We'll see you in a couple of weeks in January of 2020. Thanks so much. Namaste.
You've
been listening to The Jen Royster Show, Intuitive Guidance to Inspire Your Life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and TransformationTalkRadio.com.